This is James Corbett, and you're tuned into CorbettReport.com on this 25th day of August, 2011. And today I'm happy to be joined on the line once again by our old friend Brian Smith, who runs a radio program on tnsradio.ning.com, Friday nights at 9 p.m. but Dublin time. And he is also here today to talk about a non-compliance project, an activism project that's going to be taking place in the coming weeks. So Brian Smith, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, James. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Well, it has been a few months since we last talked, so perhaps you can update us about what's going on over in the Emerald Isle.
Well, it's kind of the same as everywhere else. You know, the police state is encroaching. Our rights have been taken away. It was, you know, on a daily basis, there seems to be something new. The whole financial situation has got worse. And that's the same worldwide, I think, but...
It certainly is. And I think there is a lot of, obviously, there's been a lot of coverage of the debt downgrading in the U.S. and things like that that have sort of overshadowed what's happening in Europe. But still, sure. Obviously, the European collapse is taking place right now. So what's the latest in Ireland about what's going on there?
Well, things are bad. People are struggling big time with regards, particularly with regards to mortgages and debt. And that's what I'm trying to concentrate on and trying to help people out, how they can stand up to this and how they can just by simply asking questions regarding the debt that it's, you know, to ask, where is the contract? Show me the contract. And not only that, you know, you can make offers to the bank or mortgage company and pay them whatever you want. And I'm saying, say to people, you know, don't, you know, the priority is to feed your family and make sure you've got shelter and heat and whatever. We don't have to pay off huge amounts to a bank, you know, that has been bailed out by our government a year or two ago. And we don't have to put up with their threats and their intimidation. And, you know, we've been seeing people who have been, you know, been threatened to be thrown out of their homes and I know of a few cases where, you know, we've got together and bailiffs have been arriving at people's houses and we've been there with cameras, the whole lot, and standing up to them, and they've gone away. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to come back, but it keeps the wolves from the door, and it's saying, it's putting a message out there to people that we're not going to stand up, we're not going to stand for this anymore.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, it's like a muscle, and the more we flex it, the stronger it will become. And it's a question. I mean, you can never just build your body up, build your muscles up, and then just, you know, coast on that inertia. Obviously, you have to keep doing it. It's something that you have to keep doing. And that's the way I see activism in general. I mean, it's not like you can stand up and claim your rights back in one day and then just go back to sleep. Obviously, it's a lifelong process. So I think that's definitely something that's reflected not only in the work that you're doing, but the work that people are doing all around the world. But I think that ties in, actually, to what we want to be talking about today, which is the non-compliance project. So perhaps you can start talking about what this idea is, where it comes from, and where it's heading.
Yeah, well, it came about, there's a guy I know, he's based in Scotland, Chris McClelland is his name, and he's on a kind of a sister site to TNS Radio called ScottishSovereigns.ning.com, I think, or ScottishSovereignsOnTheLand.ning.com. And I think he just put the idea out that we should, you know, because there's been a few things in the past where there'd been a kind of a non-compliance day or, you know, boycott the bank for a day or something like that. And, you know, personally speaking, I don't know if they were really that effective because people don't know about it and, you know, it's only one day, so... You know, what matter, you know, who cares, you know? But for a week, I think a week is a different thing because it means you have to plan this a little bit. What we're trying to say is to people is the week before, just stock up with enough food and provisions for a week. Take a week off work. If you can take a week's holidays, great. If you can't, even consider taking a week unpaid leave. If you've got kids at school, take them out of school. Don't use the banks. Don't use the big supermarkets, your Walmarts and your Tescos and whatever. Stay at home with your family. Go out for picnics. Go out for walks up the mountains. Go to the beach. Even, you know, try and not drive if you can. You know, walk or cycle. Just, you know, you don't have to do all of that, but just do something. And I think if we got, you know, we've put the word out and it's gone worldwide. It's gone global now. And just if this all comes together, I mean, it'll make an impact. Now, I don't know how successful it'll be. I hope it will be successful. And if it is, it's not going to stop there. We'll do another one, maybe in a month or two after that, maybe in November, maybe a week before Christmas. That would be a good one, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Well, absolutely, especially during the height of the consumerist holiday that Christmas has become. Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, this is another situation in which it's like a muscle we have to continue to flex. And just because we can't lift the 1,000-pound weight the first time doesn't mean we can't do it, you know, after years and years of training. So again, I think this is a great idea, and it has a lot. It has the potential to become a huge and hugely devastating thing for the globalists who are trying to enslave us. And I think I understand the concept behind it, but perhaps you could describe in your own words why it's so important for people to start removing themselves from the system.
It's important because people are living in a kind of a state of fear at the moment, and there's a very easy solution to all of this, and this is what I think where non-compliance comes in. We stop feeding the beast. That's what they're afraid of. They don't mind us talking about all this stuff on, you know, in the alternative media. They can put up with that. But as long, you know, what they don't want is actually people getting out there and doing something that's going to hurt them. And this will hurt them. If it is, you know, once people start realizing that, you know, these governments, these corporations are not out for us, for the ordinary people. They're out to screw us. Okay? So all we have to do is say, right, withdraw our consent, just remove ourselves from this. And we'll say, we'll do it for a week. And then we'll do it for 2 weeks, and we'll keep doing it and let it grow. And once we all come together, because that's the main thing, once people all around the world come together and do this, you know, what can they do? You know?
Yeah. Good question. What can they do? What will they do? And that's also part of the point. I mean, flushing them out to make them act like the dictators they are, so that they that can be exposed for the people who are still in denial. So I think it's win-win in a lot of ways.
Mm. So, but as you know, as I say, we're trying to get it out globally, and hopefully that people will pick up on it. And, you know, there's nowhere in the world now where people are not suffering. You know, we're all, doesn't matter whether you're in Africa, Asia, Europe, America, it doesn't matter. People are suffering now all over the world. We're feeling this global empire is creeping up on us all. And unless we stand up and be strong, you know, we're doomed. I'll tell you. But if we do stand up to this, we can win. And I feel we can win.
I completely concur, and that's exactly why I'm here doing what I'm doing, and I'm sure that's why you're doing what you're doing, because we can win, and we just have to stand up and start asserting our rights. And I think so much of what we're seeing going on in the world today stems from, of course, as we're approaching the 10th anniversary of 9/11, I think it stems from that as a type of catalyzing event. And that's not to say that all of these problems started or really culminated on that day, but so many things came to a head and really started to affect our world there. So as we're approaching the 10th anniversary of 9/11, perhaps you can talk about the effect of that and how it's really brought us to the point where we're at now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when it happened at first, I found it, you know, I was find it just hard to kind of understand how it happened. And I kind of went with the so-called official story for a while. But then I started hearing a few things myself that, you know, something wasn't right. And I mean, the way I looked at it was that it was used as an excuse to invade Iraq and Afghanistan, which, you know, obviously happened. But then I noticed there was a bit more to this, and I just kind of started asking, you know, digging and doing a bit more research, and I found out there was a far bigger agenda to this. And I mean, it was a kind of a major moment in our history, really. I mean, it was just an action to say that, you know, we're now coming to get you. This is what we're going to impose on the world. And if you look what's happened since, you know, we've got wars everywhere. We've got now in the middle of a total economic collapse. Our rights are being taken away. We're just seeing the the corporate fascist empire beginning to take over. And it's all linked in. Everything is linked in. So 9/11, although it was one singular event and a tragic event at that, but just look at what's happened since. And so I think this is where the non-compliance week thing comes in. It's like the day after, if it's the 12th to the 18th of September, so it's the day after the 10th anniversary. And I think it's a, you know, for people who know what happened on that day and want to, you know, what, and they've seen what has happened since, this is a chance now to say, right, we've had enough of this. We've had 10 years of this nonsense and we're not putting up with it anymore.
Well, that's right, and it's especially symbolic, I guess, to start on 9/12, because, of course, in the U.S., they had Glenn Beck with that phony 9/12 movement that he was trying to promote to try to capture that energy from 9/11 and try to bring America back to the place where it was on the day after 9/11 and all of that phony baloney garbage that was just meant to further, you know, put people in slavery to the system instead of try to take them out of it. So the non-compliance project is extremely important in helping people to really, I guess, to move past 9/11, both symbolically and perhaps literally, and to start to reclaim the rights that have been taken away in the name of that. And obviously it was just absolutely a horrific event, but it was even if you believe that it was all just an intelligence failure and it was just all a good honest mistake on the part of the people who were supposed to be defending us, well, still, I mean, it's been used as a carte blanche for all sorts of atrocious things, and there's no denying that. So absolutely, it's important. Well, you mentioned before we started talking today that you've got a Skype room with international people on there talking about the project. What can you tell us
about
that?
There's a Skype room that's been set up. People can join it. I'm not sure actually how you can do that, but because I wasn't responsible for it. But there's an awful lot of people on there, and they're from all over the world. And, you know, people are just putting in comments or ideas and whatever. And, you know, and it's interesting, you know, it's great to see that, you know, people, you know, we have people in Egypt, in Eastern Europe, the Far East, everywhere, India, Indonesia, you know, it's incredible where these people are coming from. And so that, you know, there's an awful lot of people out there who are awake and know what's going on. And, you know, we're not believing the hype that we're seeing in the media anymore. People have seen through all that. And we're now, it looks like we're going to come together. And, you know, as I said, if you can non-comply as much as possible, go for it. But if you can't, and I know it's not feasible for everybody, but do what you can, you know. Just stay away from the bank for a week. That's enough, you know. Because you think about it, if there's thousands and thousands of people all over the world doing that, they're going to feel that. They're going to know.
Absolutely, no doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah,
no doubt.
The media is not going to tell you about it, but they'll know. They'll know because, you know. And I think it's happening already. A lot of people are trying to move away from all this, you know. They're trying to move, you know. I mean, we do have to kind of use them to a point, but I'm getting to a stage now where I use them just as I need them, and that's it, you know.
Sage advice. Well, you mentioned a bunch of different things that people can be doing during this non-compliance week. Everything from boycotting the banks to even just riding a bike to work or not going to work or taking your children out of school. I mean, so many different ways. How about yourself? What are you planning to do for this non-compliance week?
Well, I'll stock up on food and whatever, and I'll do as much as I can. We'll meet up with people and just have a good time, you know. Spend time with your friends and your family and your neighbors, and sure, that's what we're here for. That's what we, you know, life is here to enjoy, you know. People are too caught up in, you know, their 9-to-5 lifestyle, and they're not living a life. So it's just spend a week at home, quality time with your family and friends.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's it. Stay away from the big supermarkets and corporations. Just keep away from them. And if you do have to go out and get some food or whatever, shop local. Go to your local store. And, you know, at least support the local economy.
Agreed. Yes. You know? And we don't need to be hanging out with our friends at Starbucks or the equivalent.
No, we don't need to be going to Starbucks or McDonald's or any of this stuff. Just keep away from them. We don't need them. We never did. They've been foisted upon us.
Absolutely. And perhaps the reverse of this, I mean, there's a lot of things that we should avoid doing or not to do what during this week, but perhaps there are things we can do in a positive sense as well, like make a commitment to do whatever, make a YouTube video or do something to try to spread awareness of this and to the ideas behind this. Because again, we have to not only withdraw ourselves from their system, but create the type of system that we want to live in.
Mm. Yeah, and even during that week, got out and tell people what we're doing. And let them, see what we're hand out flyers and say, look, we're boycotting these corporations for a week. Why don't you? You know, people can see it. You know, people are hurting now, and I think this is a good time to kind of to get through to people, because people are struggling. They might know exactly what's going on, but they know that they're struggling, and they're struggling to feed their families and pay their bills and their mortgages and whatever. And this is a chance now for people to say, right, enough. We can't trust our governments anymore. We know that. They're not in it working for us anyway. The governments are a corporation. That's what they are. And they're out to extract from us our energy and our revenue and throw us a few crumbs off the table. That's all they do.
Unfortunately so. But but I guess so. This is really more of a concept, more of an idea, and things, something that people can take to heart and do in their own way. But I guess if people are looking for more information about this in general, is there somewhere they can go?
Well, on tnsradio.ning.com, there's forums there. You'll see it, and also Scottish Sovereigns on the land.ning.com. There's two. So have a look at them. There's all the information's there. And there is a website, noncompliance.co.uk. I think that's been upgraded at the moment. I'm not sure what's going on with that website at the moment, but I think there is a forum on there, though. And go in there and have a look. Put your ideas in and tell people where you're from and what you're doing, and let's go for it. I mean, this is all something that we can do. We have to say, the people now of this planet have to come together and stand up. And once we do that, it's game over for these globalists. It's game over.
Well, the mightiest oak trees grow from the tiniest acorns. And and if we don't plant that acorn sometime, it's never going to grow. So absolutely, right. This is the time to start. And if not now, then when? The longer we leave it, the worse things become. So I think it's an exciting idea. But stepping back a bit and looking a bit wider, I mean, tell us about your radio show and what's been going on recently.
Yeah, so I do a radio show every Friday at 9 o'clock in the evening. That's Irish time, and I generally just get I try to get some guests on. We've had some pretty interesting guests on in the last few weeks, and we cover everything really. Just what's going on in the world. The economy and the geopolitical stuff. We talk, we get into spiritual matters. Because as I said, it's all linked. Everything's, sorry, I just lost my kind of train of thought there. But, everything is linked. We have to see where we're coming from and who we are. We have, there's that great saying, know thyself, And that's what we need to do. We need to know who we are and what we're capable of, because we have been brainwashed and manipulated since we were children. And we're living in a what I would consider some kind of an illusion. We've got to break out of that. We can do it. The more people we get knowing this and together with us and united, we can change it. I think radio shows are a great way of getting the word out there. I think James, what you're doing yourself is amazing. I can feel it myself, just by going around and talking to people. People are willing to listen to me now when a year or two ago they didn't want to know. And I think that's great, because something's getting through. Whether it is some kind of a spiritual awakening coming along, like they say in 2012, I don't know. But something is happening. And I think we've got these globalists running scared, and they're now trying to throw everything at us. And it's you know, it's not looking good. You know, we saw what happened in the UK with the riots and whatever. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, talking to people I know in the UK, you know, it's turning into a police state, and people are getting arrested for, you know, for just saying the wrong things. You know, if you put something on Facebook which they don't like, well, they can come and get you. You know, basically, there's, you know, people are being done for thought crime. I mean, so it's getting difficult. These guys are coming after us. They're throwing everything at us. But we have to stand strong here. And we can do it.
Again, I totally agree. And again, it is just a question of breaking out of the box, the mental box that they've placed us in, first and foremost, because that's the one that really entraps us and enslaves us more than any, you know, thugs wearing jackboots could ever do. So, so once again, we have to escape the prison of the mind before we escape any other type of prison. So again, I think noncompliance is really the key. I mean, if there's any one solution that I would promote, it's noncompliance and withdrawing ourselves from the system, which is why this type of idea, I think, is really the only one that will eventually get us on the path we want to get on. So again, I hope people will take a look at that. And I also understand you've got YouTube videos that you're putting up of TNS radio programs.
There's one or two of that have been done with, I had Max Egan on, and that was done as a YouTube, but I'm not in charge of that. There's one of the other guys on the radio station. He does all of that. So we're trying to get this all going as well, and putting up podcasts, but there's a lot of work involved in all of this too, you know?
So, yeah. Well, I know.
I know you probably know well enough. So, and I'm trying to get, even when I'm trying to do my radio show, I'm having some problems, you know, just technical problems. And I hope to get that sorted out fairly soon so I can do my own podcast as well. And so people can kind of tune in and listen to, you know. But I found, you know, that, you know, when you get out there and ask guests would they like to come on, people that are well known in the alternative media, if you want to call it that, you know, most of them are quite willing to come on and talk about what they're doing and what they're about, and it's great to hear other people and, you know, what they're doing, promoting stuff like Max Egan, for example. He's very much promotes the whole concept of non-compliance, you know. So it's great to kind of hear these guests and what they're talking about, and it just makes you feel that, you know, you can get out there and you can do something too. We don't have to sit
Absolutely.
Back and
yeah.
sit in chat rooms all day. That's no good. That's not going to help anybody.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I understand the sentiment, certainly. And you're right, absolutely. There are so many people out there who are happy to come on, even tiny little podcasts and things that most people don't listen to. They're happy to come on and talk. And I think that's really the great democratization that the internet brings. It makes the conversation flat. And there can be no leaders in a movement like this, because everyone is just people who are just having this conversation, and everyone has something to bring to that conversation. So once again, I hope people will join in, and hopefully you use the Noncompliance Week as a week where they can either start or continue or expand their activities in helping to raise this awareness, because again, we have to build up the community we want. So
we are our own leader, you know. Mm-hmm. We're our own leaders, so just get out there and do it, you know, and we're capable of doing this. There's nothing to be afraid of, and particularly when you know you've got people on your side who are on the same page and want to do the same thing, you know. It's an amazing feeling, for me anyway. And it just gives you more strength, and you can get out there and do things. I mean, I've done things in the last year or two which I wouldn't have considered a couple of years ago. But yet, it has given me... the shackles are off my back in many ways, you know. So it's given me now time to look into other things that I can do, you know.
Absolutely. But yeah.
We have to start at the basics. People are struggling at the moment with bills and stuff like that. And we've got to kind of help people out there. And once they see that, once they see how the financial system works and the fraud and the fakery that it is, then, you know, then the rabbit hole opens for them, you know?
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, it usually does take a personal experience like that to get people to look at this type of thing. But I guess if there's any good to come out of the horrific times that we're living through, it's that more and more people are beginning to question And we really are seeing an awakening happening that's really just exciting. It's an exciting time to be alive, no matter what else is happening. Sure is. So, all right. Well, on that note, let's leave it on that positive note, because I think that's the best way to leave this. So I hope certainly people will check into the idea of noncompliance and the Noncompliance Week. Again, that's from September 12th to the 18th.
That's right, yeah.
Excellent. Well, everyone can participate in their own way. You are your own leader. That's it. So do what you can to withdraw yourself from the system and to spread awareness. So,
Brian Smith, spread the words, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Brian Smith, tnsradio.ning.com. I hope people will continue to tune into your radio broadcast. Again, that's Fridays at 9 p.m. Dublin time.
That's right, yeah. Okay. And plenty of other good shows on there, good hosts on there too.
Spreading
their knowledge and awareness to people. So tune in.
Excellent. All right, let's leave it there. Brian Smith, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks a lot, James. Thanks for having me on.